Now, we believe that Daisy Pearce has been banned from the Richmond Rooms because she holds a position, an official position with the Geelong Footy Club and the Tigers, and they're well within their rights to do this. They can decide who comes into their rooms or who doesn't come into their rooms. Mm-hmm. And other clubs, it's been reported, I think, by Scotty Gallen wrote the article that other clubs are concerned about her too, mm-hmm. as her role at Channel 7 and then the fact that she's got another role at Geelong. Does it really matter? Like, what are you going to you can go into the rooms. Everybody knows you're associated with Melbourne. I don't know whether or not, you know, if you saw something in there and Melbourne were about to play against the Brisbane Lions this weekend or wherever they were going, you saw something, a Brisbane player sitting there and he's got an ice pack on his chest. I mean, you could ring Melbourne and say, look, I think he's got a broken rib or he's got a suspected broken rib or whatever. Do you think it really matters?
I don't have a problem.
What do you see in there? What do you see in there that a club would be concerned about?
Well, I don't have a problem with it at all. And if I was a coach, I'd do the same thing.
Why?
Because she's part of a coaching setup. I'm not part of any coaching setup.
But what difference
is that? I'm
buried
for it, Melbourne. Well, it doesn't make any difference, or it makes a lot of difference. You can make up your own mind. Because
I'm going to play devil's advocate on this. Okay?
Yeah, no, I want you to. Because I think Daisy's your best special comments person at Channel 7, right? So So let's get that very clear. But when you take on a coaching role and remain in the media, you're going to open yourself up to all these sorts of situations. And so there's no problem with Richmond saying you're not coming in here, Daisy, because not that we don't love you and we don't respect you and we don't think you're a great commentator, but you are a coach of Geelong.
Okay. From the other side, though, then it doesn't stop – because you've done this and I've done this, it's not going to stop her from doing a job, though, either, is it?
Not one bit.
The fact that she can't go into Richmond's rooms or Carlton's rooms or anyone else's rooms for that matter is not going to stop her from doing her job.
You send someone else in there. You send Sean Burgoyne to do the interview.
But it doesn't impact on her ability to be able to do the job either, other than from a television perspective, not being, if you wanted to set up inside the rooms and she can't, then obviously there's a problem for you as the broadcaster. Yeah. But apart from that,
she will do the
there's
job
no problem.
To her very, very good ability. And just now that the conspiracy theorists can say, potentially she can start talking down an opposition player or talking, tactics to try and – none of that happens. But the optics of it, I understand, and I don't have an issue or problem with it. And I'm sure Daisy probably goes, fair enough. I'd take on this decision to coach and try to stay in the media knowing that this is a possibility.
Would you ever have taken on the dual roles?
No, I'm on the record of saying I did it for 1 year and it totally compromised my ability to call. And this is when
– In a practical sense.
I had to call Melbourne games whilst I was – like coaching their forward line.
Right.
And that was a year Melbourne played in the grand final and Cameron Bruce was injured and I knew he wasn't playing. So I'm doing 3AW pregame and they're going, what do you think Bruce will do? And I'm going, he could do anything. Now I'm full well. So that, from that, and she's not, I don't think, she's doing Thursday night footy, so she won't be doing Geelong games anyway. I don't think, is she?
I don't know. I don't know what.
I wouldn't expect her to do a Geelong game, put it that way. I think if I was listening and watching the footy on Channel Wisp, and Geelong were playing whoever, and Daisy was doing the commentary. I don't reckon that'd be right.
No. Are you serious, Tim? How about Essendon left all opposition coaches go through their rooms before and after a game? But what you'd be, just to that person, you don't really see anything. Like, you don't go into their meeting rooms. All you do is you go into a general area that everybody comes into after a game where all the media has access to.
100%.
So for anybody that thinks you're going into the rooms and you're seeing, stuff written on walls and things like that, all the clubs hide that behind a door somewhere. So you don't really see anything, do you?
All that's
I understand
true.
What you're saying, and I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah.
But what you get to see, if you went to the rooms tonight after the game and say, Carlton win and you're in the Carlton rooms after the game, you're only going to see all the same things that every, family member or friend gets to see when they go in there too. And the media gets to see when they stand around and start interviewing players.
Yeah, that's right. No, and it's just the perception.
Yeah, it's not really the inner sanctum, because the inner sanctum of the clubs and the teams is behind another door somewhere else that you don't have access to.
Yeah, that's right. And for all the hoo-ha, if you like, of her going in there, it's not worth it.
Not at all.
Daisy will continue to do her great job outside the room. Won't have any impact on her ability to deliver her job.
And just to that point about whether or not she'll do Geelong games, no, she won't be doing any Geelong games either.
No, so last week she had a match day role with Channel 7.
Yeah, yeah.
With Geelong, yes, that's right, with Geelong, because she's an assistant.